Hey, now we've got to go. Like chatting to this man. His name is James Raleigh. He's an assistant coach at the Crows. Good afternoon to you, James.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Good, mate. Good. St Kilda, Saturday night, prime time, Adelaide Oval. They're coming off a good win. It's shaping up as a good clash.
Yeah, no, Saints are in some really good form. They're having a good year. Had a close look at their game versus Geelong, and they were very impressive as we play St Kilda and then Geelong. So, yeah, it was an entertaining game, and they were pretty impressive, especially in that third quarter.
James, it's always interesting to look at Adelaide's selection now because we're trying to always read into what Adelaide is doing. You're there. What were the selection processes this week that led to the changes?
Riley was one we've been trying to get into the team. He had a few body issues early that he was working through. He's still playing through the sample and going quite well. He's also working on a part of his game. And then Elliot jumped up and Lachie Glant jumped up and played some pretty good footy when Riley was probably ready to come in. So, and then when he was right to come in, he had an injury and also had the COVID protocol. So he's over all that. And we're pretty keen to get Riley in and see how he goes.
It seems like a revolving door in your section of the field, the attack. You need stability there, don't you?
Yeah, no, definitely. It's usually a revolving door in most sides, but it's probably a little bit in too much for us, especially in that key position. And that's probably where we probably just need someone to jump up. Obviously, Texas has been in pretty good nick since the time I've been here. And Shane McAdam, I think, in probably career best form at the moment as well. And our small forwards, even though some of them go in and out the side, I think they've been pretty solid with what they've given us and they've been pretty important. So it's really up to that sort of second and third tall to jump up and take his opportunity.
No shortage of critics in a very public game like the AFL, but how do you review Darcy Fogarty?
Well, Darcy is probably at the stage where, it is his opportunity to take now. I think Darcy's got some strengths in his game, but there's some parts of his game he does need to work on. We all have to jump at the ball these days. There's too much pressure on the ball that we can get it leading up nicely like they used to back in the 80s and 90s. You have to jump at the ball and present, and that's what Darcy's working hard on. He did that really well from a contest point of view, but then Darcy's got to win his one-on-ones as well to take his game to a new level. And look, he is working really hard on that. And, hopefully it clicks for him.
While the Mac attack have been great, James, what about Lachie Murphy? How's his neck?
Yeah, no, he probably did need the week off last week. It's just been probably getting up for each game a bit difficult. There's no sort of danger there. He's cleared of from all his scans, but it's just he's had a pretty stiff neck early in the week and it's taken him a while to get through and missed a few training sessions. So just to have that week off is sort of freshen him up and hopefully he can continue and not miss too many more games.
James, is there eagerness to see Wayne Miller playing AFL footy again? What's missing that isn't encouraging you to pick him?
I'm not as close to Wayne where he's playing, but from what I hear, it's just still whether it's the years off, the 2 years he's had off, just that extra bit of work rate that's needed, probably especially from a defensive point of view, just to cover off and find his opponent and probably just a little bit in transition that he needs to get to that AFL level. But look, he's still really close, and I think we will play Wayne at some stage, and we're probably still working out what that position will be as well. So hopefully if he has a good game in the sample, I think Wayne will be in the side pretty soon.
Well, that's the key point, James, about what position, because we were debating even before he was injured as to where he was to play and give his best service to the Adelaide Footy Club. And we've heard Matthew Nix, your senior coach today, saying it's about finding a role that's not just for Wayne Miller, but suits the team. In your eyes, where is his best position as a player for the Adelaide Football Club?
Well, it's where he's getting the football. So I suppose that's where we've looked at halfback. You know, halfback is usually a position where you can get, you know, obviously you have to cover your opponent and you have to defend well, but you are able to find the footy probably a little bit easier. And if Wayne can find it 20 to 25 times, he's definitely going to help the team. So that's probably where he's played his majority of his role for us this year. But look, he's played a little bit on the wing, but there's a, you know, ask a lot of the work rate and the run on the wing. And we know, I suppose, late in that Fremantle game, he put him forward and he can win contests. But again, in that high forward role, you definitely have to work and reset and engage your opponents and do a lot of the defensive work as well.
3-6 last year, 3-6 this year at the end of round 9. They're not directly comparable seasons, but from your field, where's the progress been made from one year to the next?
Well, probably look, if you take the 3 games out that I was really disappointed, we are as a club with Collingwood and GWS and Carlton, which are all different parts of our game. The Collingwood and GWS game was around the footy, our contest, which we need to bring every week. I think everyone knows that. If we don't bring that level of pressure and contest, we're not competing for 4 quarters. So the Carlton game was our team defence, which was really disappointing because we've worked really hard on that. So whether it was the mix of players and we were too young in areas, that maybe that hurt that. But for the rest of the games, and I include the Brisbane game, I don't think the 36 points was representative of that game at all. I actually enjoyed watching that game, even though, the scoreline was what it was. So the other 6 games, I think they have improved a fair bit on last year, even though we are younger. Like, we are at the bottom of our rebuild right now. We're the youngest we'll ever be, and maybe youngest Adelaide football probably or should ever be in the future. So, we're giving games to those guys and we're trying to find out what that best team is to go further and play finals very soon.
James, we've all lived through some difficult times in the last 2 years and keeping up with protocols is quite a challenge, and more so at an AFL club. Could you just explain to our listeners where Jordan Butts is with the protocols and why he can't play this weekend?
Yeah, well, he's... I think he's been stationed on a bit of a farm at the moment, so he can still run. And we were aiming to get Jordan up this week. He's been feeling fine. He's in good spirits. I think he would have liked to put his hand up, but it's probably just getting too close to the game. But, I think he probably won't come up this
Fair
week.
Enough.
So, yeah, we've given him every opportunity. But, it looks like he'll miss this week.
James, appreciate your time. Mate, best of luck with St Kilda. Be called on AFL Nation, of course, on SEN. Hopefully you get the chocolates. And we'll chat again soon on the run home.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, James.
James Raleigh there. Rooch, yeah, they're right in. It's almost, not saying season-defining. Big game, though, against the Saints.
Yeah, well, we want to see them deliver what's going to be their trademark. Because
Pressure. Pressure.
I mean, we've heard what they want to play, and we've seen it in that solid month that they had where they beat Richmond and the Western Bulldogs, but there's not a consistency level with them, is there? Which we understand.
But,
young group,
but
changing lineup.
Your point before, though, you've got Himmelberg, Fogarty, Phil Thorpe, Gallant, and Walker. What happens is you compete for spots, but when you're competing for spots, you want guys to be in form
Correct.
To then knock them out, and
yes.
they're not.
Yeah.
So they're competing for spots, and no one's in nicks. So
yes.
It's hard.